Welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. With the holidays coming up, a huge request that I've been getting is the big 911. Help me, Irene. What can I do to avoid the holiday weight gain? Well, it is true. The average American will gain approximately 8 to 10 pounds around the holidays. Years ago, I came up with the best line, and I wish there was a way that I can blast this out, but hey, look, I have my own radio show, so here it goes. People need to worry less about what they eat between Thanksgiving and Christmas and worry about what they eat more between Christmas and Thanksgiving. If that makes sense. So if people were to watch their intake between the holiday of Christmas all the way around the calendar year until Thanksgiving, then they can enjoy themselves a little bit come holiday season. But that is not what happens. So we get to this time of year and everybody panics. And you know what? It is the time of year where we look forward to enjoying the foods that we don't typically have year round. So what happens? The holidays are full of family, friends, great food, great memories, but they aren't always compatible with healthy lifestyles. When the holiday season rolls around, it's like people get a little lax on the healthy eating and exercise, and it's really hard to maintain those goals. Coupled together with this are all of those parties and cookie exchanges and stress that the holidays bring that cause an additional overwhelming being for people to gain weight between November and New Year's. Actually, I'm going to backtrack. I'm going to say from October because that Halloween candy hits the shelves. And I really believe that's when it all begins. But fortunately, with a few tricks, it is possible to maintain a healthy lifestyle year round. So I have some tips today for eating smart and staying healthy during the holidays. Well, first off, as I've always said, my motto is it all begins with your mindset. If you're going to go into the holidays with the mindset of diving into the platter of appetizers and mashed potatoes and gravy, and you're just going to eat, of course you're going to gain weight. I have to chuckle because my husband, and I hope he's not listening, said to my son just yesterday, he says, maybe we should fast from now until Thanksgiving so that we can eat as much as we can on Thanksgiving. And that is the mentality that a lot of people have. We look so forward to having these foods, but that's actually the worst thing that you can do. It's no secret that holiday living doesn't always go hand in hand with healthy living. The indulgence recipes that adorn Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and Christmas tables may not follow the diets we stick to for the rest of the year. But with these tips that I've put together, you'll be able to stay mentally and physically healthy throughout the holiday season. First off, you can find healthy alternatives to your favorite dishes. Certainly, if you are hosting, you can make dishes that don't contain all the calories and all the fats that the traditional dishes have. And I know the first thing that you're thinking of right now is, oh, my gosh, my family will freak out if I make the the sweet potato casserole, and I don't use the brown sugar and the butter and all of the traditional things that go in it. And, you know, yes, I agree, you can't go full on low fat, low carb, but you don't have to drench these recipes in the amount of calories and butter, certainly, that a lot of them normally come with. You can cut the corners, or you can actually make some healthy things that you can indulge in and just have little samples or small portions of the things that that might contain more more calories. Healthy eating doesn't mean that you have to give up all of your favorite holiday foods. All and everything comes in modifications. You can use less butter. You can use less bacon in the green bean casserole. You can certainly use yogurt instead of mayonnaise for the deviled eggs, and you can bake the turkey instead of deep frying it. With these simple tricks, you can keep all of your favorites on your plates without all of the excess calories. So before I ramble on with my show, I have an astonishing statistic for you. Guess how many calories the average American takes in on Thanksgiving. Drum roll. It's crazy. 4,500 calories. That is correct. It's 4,500 calories. It blows me away. That's like eating two supersized fast food with fries and milkshake meals. I mean, I'd have to run two marathons to burn that. It's crazy. But when you stop and think about it, when you get to your party, you start with appetizers, and there's cheese, and there's crackers, and there's dips, and every single thing you put in your mouth, every single appetizer could be 100, 150 calories. These cream cheese dips, I mean, a tablespoon of cream cheese is 100 calories. Throw that on a cracker. It adds up. So you really have to be aware of everything that you're putting in your mouth. And we go from that to then eating this huge meal. And like I said earlier, the side dishes are made with so much butter. And don't get me wrong, amazing. But we're taking mashed potatoes, which normally anybody that's typically watching their weight is staying away from potatoes. But now we're taking potatoes and we're adding whipping cream to them and then butter to them. And then we're taking the drippings from the fat from the turkey and we're making gravy by adding flour to it. And yes, it's delicious, but the calories are out of control. And we're eating this with more food, and then we're capping it off with pie. And a slice of pecan pie could be 800 calories, easy, for one slice. So 4,500 calories adds up in a jiffy. Moderation will be your saving grace during the holiday season. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying yourself with this festive dinner. But you want to make sure that your meals are surrounding these delicious things with some healthy, nutrient-dense items. You could have a light lunch before you go for your Thanksgiving feast. Have a healthy breakfast the next morning. It doesn't have to be surrounded with this extravaganza of eating nonstop during the holiday season. Having one big meal is not going to cause you to gain 8 pounds over a holiday season. It's the ongoing amount of eating that happens. And that's where people go into this with that mindset. People let their guard down. I have people that sign up for these programs and the first thing that they say is, well, I don't want to do it over the holidays. It's the worst time to do it. Well, that's that in my mind, that means that they are going into the holiday season with the mindset of I'm going to eat everything that I want to eat. And certainly if you have that mindset, yes, you are going to gain weight. So I'm going to go down my list here of how you can avoid this weight gain, certainly around the holidays and definitely around Thanksgiving, which is right around the corner. opt for homemade instead of processed foods. Homemade everything can be difficult if you have a lot going on, but it definitely will make things a lot healthier. Canned, processed, pre-made foods are full of sugars, salts, and preservatives. I know people are busy, but I also know that taking that extra bit of time is going to reduce the sodium in these foods. Making your own cream of mushroom soup can reduce the sugars and the sodium and the preservatives in the soup. Making your own cranberry sauce will drop the sugar content in half, and it only takes moments to stir it up before letting them simmer. Making your homemade food from scratch will also make it a little bit tastier and a little bit more enjoyable, something more to look forward to in the long run. Another thing you could do is add more vegetables to your favorite recipes. Now, we love our traditional foods. We love our turkey, our mashed potatoes, and our sweet potatoes, and our green bean casseroles, but you can always throw in some other vegetables to fill up your plate. Dress them up with some roasted asparagus and some roasted carrots, sweet potatoes, and maybe hold off on the butter and the sugar. Keep it on the side, and the table will have this beautiful pop of color. And when in doubt, serve the vegetables first, like a salad before dinner. Last Thanksgiving, and I know I talked about this on a previous show, I made a really interesting observation. My daughter at the time was 9, and she wanted me to help her make her plate. And so I was making her plate, and I was making my plate at the same time. And as I was making her plate, I put all of her favorite things on there. And so what I started with was sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, turkey, gravy. And she loves salad, so she says, "Mom, you know, I want some salad." Well, there was very little room left for the salad, so I got it on there, but there was very little room left for her salad. Gave it to her. Now, when I made to my plate, I started with the salad. And by the time I got to putting the mashed potatoes and the sweet potatoes on, it was the opposite. There was very little room left for me to pile all of that on. So I was forced to only put a little on. And the light bulb went on, and I thought, that's genius. That's what you have to do. Start by putting the vegetables on your plate. And therefore, you're not going to have room for all of the high-calorie, high-fattening things when your plate is full. And eat in moderation. And if you really want seconds, go back for seconds. But by the time I was done eating my salad and my turkey and the little bit of sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes that I had on my plate, I was totally satisfied. And I actually preferred that. And I really actually prefer to have the leftovers the next day in smaller pieces and portions, where I sat down and looked around at the table of people just eating the food and I have to think not even really tasting it because there was just so much on these massive plates. So it was really eye-opening to me, and I thought this is what we need to do is just fill up our plates with vegetables and save the things that we really, really enjoy that might have higher caloric values for last when we are serving our food. If you're just joining us, Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, we're talking about healthy holiday tips and how you can avoid doing too much damage at holiday time during mealtime. Another great tip is slow down during meals. There is no time rush here. You're sitting down, you're enjoying your family. Typically, the food stays out. Usually, it's a buffet-style eating arrangement. You're eager to eat, yes, I know, but slow down. Multiple studies have shown that eating slowly can give our stomachs enough time to send the hormonal signal to our brain telling us that we are full, which will stop us from accidentally overeating. And this will definitely help us with portion control. And I know that you guys all understand this because we've all been in situations where we've been interrupted during mealtime and you go back to eat and you just really don't feel like eating it anymore. But if you eat really fast, you just want to just keep on eating. And like I said earlier, that's kind of where you get to the point where you're not so much tasting it. You're not enjoying it. People that eat slow tend to savor the flavors a lot more. Your tongue has all these sensory receptacles on there. And when you're throwing all that food in at once, you're really not tasting it. So try eating slower and you'll get that much more out of it. Speaking of portion control, this will be your best friend throughout the holiday season. Eating small snacks throughout the day, having three medium-sized meals instead of three extra large meals will improve your digestion and reduce the amount of food that you're eating overall. If you're worried about portion control, switch the size of your plates and it will reduce the number of dishes that you serve at each meal as well. This is a simple trick, and I just moved into a new house, and of course, with the new house, I had to get new plates because who doesn't do that? And the new plates are larger because that's a thing. I did a show a while back talking about how dinner plates have increased in size, and I always use the salad plate when I eat because that is large enough. Well, the other night, I used the dinner plate, and I overate. I can't believe it. I literally overate. I just kept eating it, and I woke up the next day with a stomach ache, and it was astonishing that even I fell into that trap. Just like the trunk of your car fills up, just like ladies with big tote bags fill up, your plate fills up as well. So I'd rather see you use a smaller plate and get up multiple times to fill it than pile it all on at once. Take a walk after dinner. I know it's chilly out here, but, you know, be active. Don't just plop on the couch, throw a pillow on your lap to hide your expanding waistline. Do something, get up, walk around, you know, play with the kids, take the dog for a walk. Research suggests that, moving around immediately after a meal will help with your digestion as well. And certainly don't forego exercise during the holiday season. Don't have that mindset that you're eating poorly, so why exercise during this time? Because a lot of people think, well, I'll just start in January. And that is typically what does happen. People kind of shut down and they start fresh in January. And it's too much to take because we go cold turkey on the exercise and the eating. And then come January, changing all of our habits all at once is just too overwhelming. So I encourage everybody to keep on moving, keep on exercising. And for your own body, it will help relieve stress during the holiday season, even if you can only do small bursts of exercise throughout the day. It's going to help with your digestion. It's going to help with your stress level, and it will definitely help with minimizing the amount of calories that you might consume. Finally, taking time for yourself. The holidays are full of family and friends, and while this can be a great thing, it can also be very draining and stressful. I ran to the store just before coming here today to grab one thing, and my cart ended up being overflowing full. And of course, what happens? Everybody is there in line. It's not even Black Friday, and it's stressful. Whether you're staying with friends or family or attending one event or multiple events, you need to remember that you need to take time for yourself because the stress that you encumber during the holidays will lead to stress eating, and it will lead to weight gain. So I'm going to go through 10 things that you can highlight in your head that will help ensure success during the holiday season in keeping yourself healthy. First one, do not skip meals. So don't go with what my husband and son were planning on doing and and doing the fast before Thanksgiving. Don't skip meals. Skipping a meal with the goal of saving calories prior to a holiday event will backfire because you're not only going to overeat, but you are going to end up having a stomach ache and digestive problems. So certainly put that one on the back burner. I suggest that you even have a snack before you leave for the Thanksgiving feast because it's going to help take the edge off of your ravenous appetite. Contribute with a healthy dish. Ensure that at least one nutritional choice is available at these potlucks by contributing something healthy. If you feel that no one else is going to eat it, well, then more for you. I've been to many holiday dishes where I'll bring something and it goes untouched. Well, at least I had something to eat. Choose your splurges. Scan the buffet or dinner table and choose a couple holiday favorites that you want to splurge on instead of diving in and having one of everything. As I mentioned earlier, having one of everything is confusing to your taste buds and you will not enjoy it. Savor it. Eat slow and you will enjoy it that much more. The fourth one is think color. Make your plate look festive by including fruits and vegetables. Aim to cover the plate with these colorful things that will quench your palate and throw the things on there that you will enjoy as well in moderation. The fifth one I haven't talked about yet, but choose those drinks wisely. Stick to calorie-free drinks such as water, tea, or seltzer instead of high-calorie festive drinks. Alcoholic beverages contribute empty calories that will also contribute to making poor judgments with food. If you choose to drink alcohol, do it in moderation and alternate each alcoholic drink with a glass of water. The famous holiday favorite, eggnog, is filled with calories and fat. And then you throw in the alcohol, which, like I said, is going to cause poor judgment making. And the next thing you know, you are eating all of the pumpkin pie. And now you've got yourself a problem. Remember, this is number six, you are visiting people. You are visiting family and friends. This is not about the food. Move the socializing away from the buffet and appetizer table to prevent mindless munching. And this is a big one because I've been to parties where I've seen people just sit at the table and munch, munch, munch. Take your plate, fill it, and walk away from the table. That's going to save you thousands and thousands of calories. Say no to food pushers politely. What's a food pusher? Well, a food pusher is someone who just wants you to be happy. They're not trying to sabotage you, or maybe they are, but a food pusher is someone that is basically pushing food on you and they're trying to get you to eat. And I know that I have been around food pushers my whole life. I'm 100% Greek. So, you know, you get to my parents' house and it's eat, eat, eat. And it's just eat, 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 and take the leftovers home with you. And you don't have to be rude about it. You can take it and put it on your plate. You can nibble on it. But just politely say no, or you've had enough. You don't have to eat it because someone is pushing it on you. And I know for a lot of my clients, the guilt of somebody asking you to try their food oftentimes leads to them eating something that is hundreds of calories that they didn't even want. The eighth one is savor the seasonal treats. Having these treats once a year will not break your weight. Just make sure that you really taste and enjoy them when you do have them. So those treats that you really want, the seasonal ones, have them, but don't have them with the chocolate chip cookie that you can have year round. That's one that astonishes me. If you're gonna have grandma's special pecan pie and it's 800 calories and you only get that once a year, have it. But then don't eat the brownie that your cousin brought that's just out of a box that you can have any time you want. That part really makes no sense. The ninth one, big one, eat until you're satisfied, not stuffed. No one likes that icky stuffed feeling after a meal. Well, I don't know. Maybe some people like it. But in the end, once it's hit you, no one really likes it. Eat slowly and check your fullness level while you're eating. Remember, there's always leftovers. You can always take the leftovers home. And I have actually found my saving grace in the leftovers. Have some leftovers. Have them the next day. Small portions. Enjoy them. Instead of cramming in four different types of potatoes in one meal, have one and have the other one later. And finally, don't feel guilty. If you did overindulge, don't beat yourself up. Self-forgiveness is key. Just make sure that your next meal is healthy and make sure to incorporate exercise into your next routine. Don't have a pity party and get up the next day and decide you're going to wipe out all the leftovers clean and then cap it off with some donuts for no reason. Like I said, it's the holidays once a year. Don't beat yourself up. Get back on track and get back on your good eating, because after Thanksgiving, we have an entire month until the next holiday. So during that month, you can do a lot of damage or you can do a lot of good to your health. So I hope you guys enjoy this holiday. Keep in mind my 10 healthy tricks and have a pleasant day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running.